STS is go.
Houston flight is go.
Pilot go.
STM is go.
Safety cost is go.
STE is go.
LRD is go.
SRO is go.
CDI is go.
Launch director NTD, our launch team is ready to proceed at this time.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Site Patriots has a message for liberals and the mainstream media.
You can't handle the truth.
So, buckle up, snowflakes, because we're about to deliver the politically direct best in conservative commentary, news, and investigative reports. We're telling the truth, and we're not gonna stop. Okay, liberals, back under the bridge with the rest of your fellow trolls, and oh yeah, thanks for listening to Right Side Patriots.
They are special, special people
on RSPRadio1.com. Well, good evening and welcome to Right Side Patriots on RSPRadio1.com. Craig Andreessen at the National Patriot. Diane Sorey at the Patriot Factor. And Diane, it's been a while since we've been on the air or even cut any kind of a podcast.
Well, there is a reason for that, and you can still hear that reason a little bit in your voice.
Well, yeah. Here's what's been going on in our little RSP world. One of us has contracted COVID-19, and it's not Diane.
And not only did someone, that's not me, contract COVID-19, but he also got the more virulent Delta version.
Yeah, I got in on the thing too early. I mean, that's what the deal was, you know. Omicron was just really kind of getting started, and this was about roughly 3 weeks ago, okay? Mm-hmm. So Omicron was just getting started, and had I waited maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks, I could have had the Omicron, been done with it.
Well, okay?
But I decided...
Oh, it was still in Africa. It hadn't even gotten here.
Oh, no.
Basically, just in time to ruin everybody's Christmas.
Well, it was here. We had a few cases in Nebraska. It was popping up in various states. Now it's in, I think, about 47 or 48 states.
Right.
Okay. So if I would have waited just maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks, I could have had the Omicron and been done with it. But no. No, see, I had to get in early, and in doing that, I got the Delta variant.
Right, right. No, you know, 3 weeks ago, you're right, there was a case or two popping up here and there, but most of the cases at that time were still localized in Africa and starting to really take hold in Europe. But the thing is, the doctors and the scientists from Africa kept sounding the alarm that it is not as serious as the Delta or the original version of COVID.
Right.
It was basically the common cold on a dose of maybe one or two steroids.
That's, you know, that's pretty accurate, you know, mm-hmm. But the Delta is, it's more serious. I mean, let's be honest.
Right.
And, yes. You know, so that's what I came down with. Tested positive roughly 3 weeks ago. I mean, today is the 23rd of December, just a couple of days before Christmas. So, you know, I think it was December 1st is when I tested positive. Now, I had been feeling off for, I don't know, 2-3 days before I went and got tested. But that day, December 1st, hang on, excuse me, that day, December 1st, I really felt like crap. And, you know, so I went to the emergency room, and they shoved a an alien probe. That's the only way I can put it. Clear up my nose and tickled my brain. Mm-hmm. And about 10 minutes later, the nurse comes in and says, well, you've got COVID. And I'm like, oh, okay. And they pumped me full of IV, and they gave me some antibiotics called BAM, which I had not heard of previous. But they kept me there for about 4.5, maybe almost 5 hours, and then they told me to get out and go home.
Yeah.
And
it's amazing because you're in a town of 62 people, and yet no one there has it.
Well, yeah. Folks, I apologize for coughing and hacking, but that's what happens when I start talking. I think I got it at the grocery store in a larger town. And that was right around Thanksgiving time. I think that's when I was probably exposed to it. Because outside of that, I had not been around anybody. In my little town, 62, 63 people, I actually know and interact with more dogs than I do people.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. The only time is right around Thanksgiving. The only time I'd been around a large group of people was at the grocery. So, and that's in a different town. So I think that's probably where I came into contact with it. But
well, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Being that you've had the more virulent Delta strain.
Right.
And being that you and I have always been anti-vax, not anti-vaxxer people, folks. We need to get that straight. We do believe in vaccines. We just were anti-vax as far as the COVID vaccines are concerned. Now, having had it, do you wish that you had got the jab or no?
No. And look, I mean, I don't really even have to think about that because here's the deal. We know so much more now than we did, let's say, a year ago. Okay? We see people fully vaxxed, and by fully vaxxed, I mean vaxxed, vaxxed again, and boosted. Right?
Right.
And they're still coming down with COVID.
Yes.
I don't see what difference it makes. Now, I have a friend that from right out here where I live that had, he got the vaccine, got the second dose of the vaccine. This was before the boosters. Mm-hmm. Came down with COVID and very unfortunately passed away. Now, this is a personal friend. It's not somebody I knew through social media. It's a personal friend. We hear every day about the what they call breakthrough cases.
Right.
And these are people that have been vaxxed again, gotten the booster, and they're still getting COVID. Now, yeah. Is their COVID case more dire or less dire? Most of the time, it's probably less dire. Okay, just being honest. But here's the problem. We're being told that a fourth dose of the vaccine may now be needed. And after that, a fifth and a sixth and a seventh, and you just keep counting as far as you want. It's probably going to wind up being a thing like the flu shots, where every year you got to get another booster.
Well, okay. There is a little thing that's very dangerous about what they're doing now, because as most people know, when you have a vaccine, the booster shots for said vaccine is usually given years later. You don't need the booster until, like I said, years later. Now we're saying we need booster shot after booster shot for COVID, and we need it right now. No, folks, you keep inundating your system, your immune system, with these vaccines and then boosters, what you're actually doing is lowering your resistance to the very thing you've boostered up for.
Well, and let's be honest with this, too. The use of the term booster is getting overused, okay? You know, what I'm saying is this is going to be like the flu shot. Every year you're going to have to get a COVID shot. You know, let's quit calling it a booster and just call it a shot. All right, because mm-hmm. this isn't going to go away, and it's going to continue to mutate just like the flu. All right.
Well, there are some scientists, Craig, now out of South Africa who actually think this could be the start of the end. Remember, this is morphed straight down the line. Each time it's morphed, Delta, it reached a peak, it got higher. Now Omicron has dropped dramatically. It is basically over for people within 3 to 5 days, and it's a cold. So most viruses, as they go through their different stages, very, very few get stronger. Most of them get weaker and weaker and weaker until they burn themselves out.
Well, but, you know, what I'm saying, and I agree with you, but I don't know. I think it's maybe too early to make that kind of prediction, because let's face it, but when we're talking about other viruses, we're talking about natural viruses. This isn't natural.
Correct.
Okay, so we don't really know at this point exactly what this thing is going to do. But getting back to the original question, do I wish I would have taken the vaccine? No, because we don't know enough about the vaccines. Now, the FDA says that they're willing to release all the information about the vaccines in 75 years.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say I probably won't be here in 75 years to read that report. So at this point, no. I've now had COVID. I've had the tough COVID, okay, Delta. I think I now have better immunity than anybody that's been vaxxed to bejesus.
Yeah, I think what is happening, and it's happening in South Africa, natural immunity is kicking in, whether you want to call it herd immunity or natural immunity. The same thing is happening here in our country. Because let's put it this way, Biden claims that 200 million Americans have been vaccinated. Okay, let's say roughly that's okay. However, that would mean 130 million Americans have not been vaccinated, and we are not sick. Some people have better immune systems than other people. We can fight off viruses better than somebody else.
Well,
not everybody is going to get COVID, no matter how they twist it and change it and want everybody to. A lot of this stuff with COVID, what's going on now, is about control.
And let's face it, a lot of people have been, just by luck of the draw, have not been exposed to it.
Correct.
You know, and I mean, you know, it is what it is. Okay, now, here's the good news, bad news part of this. I am not going to die of COVID. Now, that's good news for conservatives, bad news for liberals. Okay. I did, and I don't want to get into all of it, but, you know, folks, if you've been long-time listeners to this show, you'll know that 5 years ago, a little over 5 years ago, I had a five-way heart bypass. Okay, and I've had, or do now have, a couple of other minor underlying conditions. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this little bout with COVID, where a lot of people probably would have been over it in about 10 days, it has taken me a good 3 weeks to get to a point where I can sit here at my desk and push the buttons, pull the levers, and have a chat with Diane in a mini podcast that we can put out there. Now, the reason we're doing this is because it's been 3 weeks since we've been on the air. We have a lot of dedicated pod people over at Podbean. And we've been getting questions, both of us, through social media and emails and what have you. You know, what happened to you guys? Well, this is what happened.
Craig, hold on. Something is popping up here, and I don't know where it's from. Okay, Sorry, folks. It's been a while since we've been on, hey. And the equipment to be reset a little bit.
But, you know, this is what's happened. Now, normally, this time of year, being Christmas and all, we would be taking about a 10-day to 2-week break. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do that after this little mini podcast is over. Diane, what is the date that we're coming back with shows?
We're coming back on January 7th, 2020 at 8 p.m. on rspradio1.com.
Not 2020, 2022.
I'm sorry, 2022. It's been a long time.
Excuse me again. That's going to be a Friday show. It's going to be a one-hour version. I should feel pretty good by then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I will tell you, folks, this is the weirdest sick I have ever been in my life. Normally, now it's probably been a good 15 years since I've actually, maybe longer, since I've actually had the flu. Okay? Mm-hmm. But normally, when you get the flu, you're better off sitting up or standing up, moving around, than you are if you're just laying flat on your back. Well, this is the complete opposite. I'm much better laying flat on my back than I am sitting up at the desk or walking around the house.
Well, it doesn't actually act like a regular virus because remember, folks, this is a gain-of-function, bioengineered, manipulated virus. Meaning they took a natural virus, they altered it over in the Wuhan lab. It's an altered virus. So we don't really know exactly what it's going to do or not do. Personally, I still stand by what I said since day one. We never needed a vaccine. We needed an antidote. Right. This is a manipulated form of a bioweapon as far as I'm concerned.
Well, and I don't see it any differently than that. You know, but it is the weirdest sick. Now, I don't know if it affects everybody the exact same way. I don't. Okay, and maybe some of our listeners who've been through this feel like it's as weird as I think it is. And maybe some of them had a whole different experience with it than what I've been having. But for me, it's the weirdest sick that I've ever been in my life. And in a period of roughly 4 weeks, because like I said, for a few days before I actually got diagnosed, I was feeling really off. The last actual big meal that I've had was Thanksgiving. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you look from Thanksgiving to now, the 23rd of December, it's not a long period of time, but I got very dehydrated, no matter how much water and orange juice and stuff like that I tried to drink. I got extremely dehydrated. And for the better part of a couple of weeks, I couldn't eat anything. Anything I ate just made me nauseous. I have lost about 40 pounds. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not... It's not that I didn't want to lose 40 pounds. I just didn't want to lose it quite like this. You know? It's been a very strange ride. Let's put it that way. And
let's just say when Craig is sick, he is not exactly his most charming self.
I'm like one notch below normal charming when I'm sick. I'm a very, very charming person. But let's be honest here, Diane. I have actually done pretty well in corresponding with you.
Yes. Yeah. We've talked every day. I've been checking up on him because in the very beginning, I told him to get ivermectin. His wife, also who had COVID, got the ivermectin. She took it, and she was better very, very fast. The ivermectin, as which will happen in any medication you take, including aspirin, did not agree with Craig.
Not even a little bit. didn't agree with me. Yeah. Now I.
So that's why it's taking him weeks longer than it took his wife to get over.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm allergic to something in it. Now, the ivermectin. Let's also be honest about this. The ivermectin I took because in my little neck of the woods, they don't want to give you the ivermectin pills. They really don't.
Right.
Okay. And trying to get your hands on them is near on to impossible. So I kind of adopted the Joe Rogan approach. And a lot of people know who Joe Rogan is. He's a podcaster. And I was taking the, what they commonly call the horse paste.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, it says on the box that it's apple flavored. Now, I don't know who their taste tester was.
Horses.
I guarantee you, that stuff does not taste like apples. All right? I managed to choke down, I think, 3 or 4 doses of it. But every time I did, my stomach would just churn for like 14 to 16 hours. I mean, I couldn't do it. However, those 3 to 4 doses that I actually took now have me wanting to run in the Kentucky Derby next year.
Ah, okay.
Now, that might be a side effect. It might not be. I don't know. But
okay. My money's still on the horse.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, mine is too. Now, you know, Diane says she would call and check up on me every day. She did. She did, but I just want people to know how those phone calls, all of them, started out. My phone would ring. I would reach over on the bed, pick up my phone, and answer it. And the first thing Diane would say to me is, "You're not dead yet?"
Oh, he's such a liar.
This is how Diane checks up on me. But look, here's the straight deal. Diane's been very, very good about checking in with me every day, make sure everything's progressing the way it should. I'm feeling better, and offering me a lot of unsolicited advice. But it's good advice. Okay, I'll put that right out there. I also want to thank all the people from social media who've been sending me messages. Where are you? What's going on? The few who knew, for their well wishes. It's very, very kind of you folks to do that. I appreciate it more than you know. I am feeling better. If I wasn't, I wouldn't be sitting in front of the mic on the 23rd of December. I have, as much as possible, been keeping up with all the stuff that's going on in the world, and that might be another reason why I'm not getting better as fast as I want to, because what's going on in the world is enough to make anybody sick.
Absolutely.
You know, but as it is, you know, it is getting better day by day. I am able to do more things day by day. I still get awfully tired. Walking around is not the easiest chore right now, because I get exhausted quickly, and my legs feel like rubber most of the time. But by the 7th of January in the next year, when we come back on the air on a Friday with a one-hour show, I should be feeling much better and be able to start doing what I do on a regular basis again. That not only includes the RSPRadio1.com shows, but also writing for the National Patriot. So,
mm-hmm.
Excuse me. But with that, Diane, really what we wanted to do was just let people know, especially our Podbean people, the Pod people, as we call them, because we appreciate them downloading the shows and tuning in, and we know people are wondering what's happened, and we just want to get you up to date.
Yeah, and also to let everybody know, I am COVID-free. I'm one of the very, very lucky ones. I haven't even had a cold, the flu, or anything since 2004. I intend to stay COVID-free, and I also intend to stay jab free.
And I, like I said before, I don't see any reason. They asked me in the hospital when I was in the emergency room. They said, now, if you intend to take the vaccine, you're going to have to wait probably 3 to 4 weeks. And I looked at the doctor and I said, why would I want to take it? I got better immunity now than I would if I had the vaccine.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly. Second only to we people who have been out there in Florida, we're free, thanks to Governor DeSantis. And we are out there. We are shopping. We are going to movies. We are going to the grocery stores, to malls, to this, to that. If you haven't had it by now in Florida, your chances are pretty small of getting it because we've been exposed.
Right.
We have had our immune systems kick in and fight this thing. Can we come down with it? Of course. But chances are our cases will be the mildest of all. 2 years into it and not sick and not hiding, we've got damn good immune systems.
Well, you know, with that, I think we wrap up this little mini podcast. And, you know, we just hang on and wait. January 7th, that's when we'll be back on a regular basis on a Friday. But, Nyan, it is the 23rd of December, and I think as we wrap this up, we need to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas.
Yes, we will. Just let me say one more thing. Our Right Side Patriots website, where you access the radio shows, that will be up and running. Not each section, per se, because we both have family and friends we have to, attend to for the holidays. But the breaking news, the Dan Bongino podcast, and the featured news will be kept up to date.
Very good. Very good. So, folks, go over there, rspradio1.com. Check it out. And like I said, let's hope everybody has a safe and very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yes. Ditto. And COVID-free.
COVID-free, except for me. Diane, I think it's time for us to sign off.
I think so, too. Nighty-night, guys, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you all for all the well wishes you've sent my way. I appreciate it. We'll see you early next year.